Welcome to Beyond the Boundary, Kerr's Hire, quality equipment for hire and sales.
Well, it's a different start to this edition of Beyond the Boundary. My co-pilot is somewhat MIA. He will be here shortly, but we've got to get the show on the road. And there's people who want to be interviewed and they want to get back to their normal lives rather than being annoyed by us here at the award-winning Beyond the Boundary. And one of those men is, of course, a man who played 200 games last week for his beloved Bannockburn. He's been a star for more than a decade, and we've enjoyed watching him from a young teenager rolling in now to, well, we won't say veteran category, but we'll say more experienced is the polite way of saying this man is advancing in years. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Connor Jervies on Beyond the Boundary. Connor, thanks for joining us.
No worries, King. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations, 200 games. Have you had a chance to reflect on your career over the last couple of weeks as you lead up to such a big milestone?
Yeah, it was a pretty special day, actually. So you're always pretty excited to always run out for the first time in your senior club or your homeboy club. So to do it 200 times is a pretty special feeling. And yeah, the club and everyone that was involved made it into a special day. So it was a really good moment. But I'm sure when I look back at the end of the season, probably the end of the career, we reflect a little bit more.
Did you know it was sneaking up on you?
Yeah, I do all the stats at the club. So it was a bit of a hard one for him to try and hide. But yeah, I did know that the 200 was sneaking up.
What's your memories of your debut? What are we going back to, about 2012?
2013, I think, about round five against the Old West, the Cheetahs, in the yellow and blue at West Oval. Probably 55 kilos ringing wet and, out on a wing there, and first kick was a goal. So good memories, and we got the win that day also. So, a bit heavier and a bit slower than back those days, 12, 13 years ago.
Nah, and not so great memories against the old Blue West, because I reckon you might have suffered a really bad injury against them too, one of probably the worst of your career.
Yeah, in 2015, round one, so the fractured shoulder blade with an incident. So, unfortunate those things happen for you though, but that certainly ruled me out for 5 or 6 weeks back then.
It's fair to say that you've enjoyed a goal. Now, have you kept your goal numbers as well over your career?
No, I haven't. The numbers have probably dwindled a little bit these days, going a little bit more inside, but I'd like to hope the average is close to one, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, we'll find out a little bit more later, but is a 3 nearly in front of your age?
No, still 28, so I've still got a year and a half till the 3 creeps up, so I'm trying to, stretch that out as long as possible.
Fair enough. Talk to us about, obviously, the season so far. Some good wins, but probably some losses that you look at and go, gee, we were in those contests, but we just couldn't get over the line.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah, we've probably got a 4-4 record coming into the bye, but really it could be 5-3 or 6-2. So every sort of close game that we've been in, we've been on the wrong side of it, unfortunately. So, Anzac Day and then against Thompson and Lynchy a couple of weeks ago. So we just need to figure out a way to win those tight ones. And especially with the competition so close this year, every point or the 4 points really matters and will count towards the back end of the year.
Looking forward to having a weekend off. Has it come at the right time for the boys, just a chance to refresh and reset for the last 10 games?
Yeah, especially for us older boys. Obviously, the under-25s have the Interleague on Monday, so that's a great opportunity for them. And I think we've got 6 or 7 in that squad, but for us older boys it's perfect, and then another one in 4 or 5 weeks with the split round as well. So the GDFL are doing pretty well with the bye situation.
Are you going down to Winch to have a look at some of your boys run around?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting game to see how they go. Obviously we've got some pretty good talent in the under-25s there throughout the league, and we'll see how they go. I think they've got probably a bit of a benefit having not to play on Saturday like the CDFL boys, but I'll head down and wish them good luck.
Have you missed the chance not to play in a league yourself, having obviously represented the league a couple of times before COVID?
Yeah, it was a really enjoyable experience playing with some of the best players in the competition, seeing how they go about it. So it is something that's definitely missed. Now I'm getting a bit older, I do enjoy the rest, so I do understand how difficult the politics is in it, and that sort of battle between rest and money and everything like that. But it probably is something that maybe if we could get back every 2 or 3 years might be something that we could look at.
Yeah, absolutely. And the captaincy, how are you enjoying that role? Is it something you ever envisaged you'd be? Is it a young fella coming through?
I probably started so young I never really envisaged it. I've sort of been a leader around the group for a while now, but yeah, for Ronnie to put the trust in me and to lead the boys, we're a pretty young group. So yeah, it's been an enjoyable experience. Obviously, you ride the highs and lows, and sometimes you can wear your heart on your sleeve a little bit too much, but no, it's been an enjoyable experience and definitely learning as we go.
I was going to say, you've probably been known for that, haven't you? And not in a bad way, but people know just how passionate you are about Bannockburn.
Yeah, it definitely can be a positive and a negative, can't it? So, yeah, obviously boyhood club and, yeah, love the clubs a bit, so and passionate about it. But, yeah, you just need to make sure that you can, as captain especially, just hold that line and play on the edge but not over it.
Massive three games after the break, and these are the three clubs that you probably won't see again based on the rolling draw. Werribee Central's obviously, you know, not going great, but always a cracking clash and a rivalry that goes back, you know, the best part of 30 years with all those grand finals. Belmont Lions are going okay, and Bell Post Hill have snuck up and are fighting for probably a finals berth that you're chasing as well.
Yeah, so it's a massive three games. Obviously, next Saturday has more meaning now with past players and the passing of Mick Hillen yesterday morning. So that'll be a big day for the club and to make sure that we can win that for Mick and the Hickleton boys. And then, yeah, obviously the two games after that, Belmont looked really good until they hit a bit of a road bump last week against Anarchy. And then Belfast still, yeah, have been building and building. So it's a real big 3 weeks because you don't really want to be 4-7 and then chasing your tails.
Yeah, absolutely. What have you enjoyed about this year?
Probably just the youth. We're really, the under-18s, we've got a full under-18s, 16s, 14s all the way through. So we're blooding some more youth, which is great from the under-18 products. Plenty of one-pointers, which we've always never had an issue with, and just seeing them develop. Going from, say, those forward pocket, half-forward roles into the midfield. And then, yeah, hopefully we can see that develop into time, round 18, and hopefully into St. Albans at the end of the year.
Absolutely. Now, Connor, do you get to listen to Beyond the Boundary much?
A little bit. I poke my head in now and then between you and Jace. So, yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, Jace has actually just walked into the studio. Jace, don't ask any questions because you're probably something I've asked of Connor. So, good afternoon, you. Have you got your late pass? Note from your parents?
I've got a note. You can turn me on. That'd be good. Okay. Connor, I'm sorry I'm late for the most important interview of Beyond the Boundary.
No, you're right. That's all good.
Well, we're going to move on to our player profile. So your timing is immaculate.
Fantastic.
Welcome to you, Jace.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, Connor, here's the player profile. Full name?
Connor Jackson Albert Jervies.
No.
Stop it!
Have you made that up or is that legitimate?
Nah, legitimately. So the second name's mum's maiden name. Yeah, all girls, so it sort of ran out. So yeah, the double middle name.
Right, Jefferson Albert.
That's great.
So you are CJA Jervies.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Wow. That's only a mouthful.
There's not too many of them at Banner, I can tell you. Not too many of them out there.
Date of birth and where?
25th of October 1996 and Geelong Hospital.
Right. Height?
179.
You see somebody that's not lying.
Yeah, no, that's good. Not lying. I like it. That's good.
I was going to say recruited from, but recruited from probably Bannockburn Auskick.
Yeah, Bannockburn preschool basically. So yeah.
Occupation?
Accountant.
Schools attended?
Bannockburn Primary School and St. Joseph's College.
What car are we driving?
A Jeep at the moment, if it can keep getting me from A to B.
Sports played other than footy. Now, I think you enjoy your cricket, don't you?
I used to roll the arm over. It's a bit difficult these days, so I've sort of taken a back seat with that. It's just so full on with the both sports and trying to do it 12 months a year. But, yeah, back in the junior days and certainly through teenage and early 20s, did roll the arm over a bit.
Favourite food?
Or Chinese.
Favourite drink?
Schooner dry.
The 3.5 or the full strength?
Nah, full strength. Don't do it.
He's not that old yet. Come on. Here you go.
Yeah.
Favourite singer or band?
Whoa, that's a great shout. Billy Joel.
Yeah, it's legend. Well done.
He's not well at the moment either.
No.
Had to cancel some MSG shows.
He did, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Favourite TV show?
Prison Break.
Favourite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, finally.
There it is, it's back.
We haven't had one for a while.
Yes, well done.
Favourite actor or actress?
Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yeah, nice.
Maverick.
That's a good one. Like it.
Yes.
Favourite holiday spot?
Ooh. Queenstown, New Zealand.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Do you like a little bit of adventure?
Yeah, love the adventure. And then, yeah, not too hot in the summers and beautiful in the winters with the snow as well. Nice.
And biggest influence on your career?
Probably the three coaches between Goffey, Rico and Ronnie.
Okay. Most admired sports person?
Matthew Lloyd.
Do you have a pre-game routine?
Yeah, make sure you turn up, basically. So not really, no.
That's a good start.
Biggest footy thrill?
2019 and 2022 premierships.
Yeah, that makes sense. Biggest disappointment?
2016 grand final, where we kicked the first three goals and only kicked one goal for the rest of the day.
If you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. Roger Federer.
Nice.
And maybe Billy Joel as well.
Yeah, just to get on the piano at the after.
Just a little bit of a tinkle in the ivories.
Exactly, correct. Nice. Over a couple of red plates. Yeah.
Oh, how good would it be to have somebody like that at dinner and then go, look, guys, where's the piano? I'll just sing a couple of tunes.
Yeah, while you're here, please. Yeah.
Like would be tremendous. Connor, congratulations on a wonderful career, one of the more decorated players in the GDFNL. Enjoyed watching your progress from teenager to young man to experience, but I won't say veteran because that's a bit harsh when you're only 28. But it's getting in that category. 200, surely, veteran.
Just misses out on the Interleague team this year.
Yeah, just. By a couple. Well done. We're wrapped for you here at Beyond the Boundary and look forward to seeing what the Tigers can produce for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much, King and Jase. Too easy.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.
GFNL now. Now, on Sunday, we are off to Drew Oval for an absolute cracker. Now, they played each other in opening round, St. Joseph's and Newtown, and the margin was high 30s. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a true reflection of what Newtown have produced over the following 7 weeks. They go into this clash 5-2 and looking to bring down the big dog across Autumn Street in what should be another Sunday, especially if we get something as good as what we got, and we will touch on Sunday's game that we've just called a little bit later in the program. We're going to be in for another absolute thriller. One of the men that's going to be a star on the day, he's going to be influential in the contest, is Newtown and Chill gun Mitch Diamond. He's been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. How are you, Mitchie?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Good. How much are we looking forward to Sunday? And basically, it's only 8 weeks since you played them, getting another crack at the top dog.
Yeah, it's an odd one, playing them sort of in that quick turnaround after playing them. So, yeah, that first round early on in the season. But it's exciting.
Yep.
I think we're pretty keen to have another crack at them and to see where we're going and see how we're progressing. But, yeah, no, it should be good.
New coach, you're 5-2. Have you exceeded expectations, or is this where you thought you'd be going into what was your first bye?
I think the exciting thing was we didn't really have any expectation. I think it was sort of just let's see what we can do. A few new young boys to come in, sort of learn the game plan. There was no real expectation early on. I know Stevie's super, super driven and super passionate with what we can do. And it's just about believing in sort of the game plan and what our roles are and what we can potentially achieve. So I think there's no real expectation, but yeah, we're just trying to get better sort of every week.
I think the majority of your senior career has been played under Damien McMahon. You get Steve Johnson in and you know of Steve Johnson as the superstar forward for Geelong and the GWS Giants. What was your perception, I suppose, externally of Stevie J, but compared to the man you've got to know as your coach over the last 8 or 9 months?
I guess you know him as that sort of flamboyant in a way, the way he plays, the way he tacks the footy, super skillful, and you sort of expect the same, and you probably don't get too much different from that. But I think that his competitiveness is something that you probably don't quite understand, and he's just so driven to be competitive with whatever we do, whether or not that is training, game day, even if it's just simple as just being, you know, doing our recovery. But I guess that defensive mindset that he has, I think that's probably something that really surprised me. He probably wasn't known for his tackling and defensive mindset in the way he played, but he's really trying to drive that sort of mindset in us and sort of that self-belief that we can do it defensively first before the flamboyant sort of goals from the pocket start to occur.
He gets that from Brendan McCartney, I suspect, Mitch, because he was well coached by a defensive mindset like that. But he's also recruited a couple, and one of them is probably one that's helped defensively is Oscar Murdoch. He's probably straightened you up a little bit in terms of being also able to have the straightest back in football playing at the other end, Luke Maddox. So it's good to have him in the team as well. Oscar coming back. You've got a very young team, even from a recruit wise. You recruited young.
Yeah, I think it's just about building on into the future. I think it's more than just sort of the next couple of years. And we've got a good group of under-18s boys that are starting to filter through the senior program, and also they're sort of playing a bit of reserves footy at the moment, but they're knocking the door down every week. I think they've lost one game against Joey's by a point at the start of the year. So they're hungry as well to not only prove themselves as individuals, but also as a sort of reserves team. But yeah, you mentioned Oscar, he's unbelievable. He's so strong in the contest for a young fella. Obviously, he's got the experience on an AFL list and training with some really good AFL talent. But yeah, he's just so composed and so diligent with what he does and really steadies us up a bit. Obviously, Doc going down up the other end was obviously been a bit injured, but yeah, hopefully we'll get him back this week.
You spoke about the young talent in the team and also the fact that the under-18s have been very strong for a number of years now. So it's just about getting those players into that system of play. And from what we can see, it looks like Stevie has fun being able to teach those young boys how to play the game properly.
I think for him, he's just play your game. You know, if we can do the tangibles with sort of our defense and everything like that, it's just everything else will flow into the way you play, and we'll work with that kind of thing. I don't think he ever really wants to change how anyone plays. It's just doing those sort of tangibles and 1%ers correctly as a team, and then sort of flows on from there. But yeah, it's like I said, the competitiveness of training is definitely there, and we work hard. But yeah, definitely enjoy playing footy, and it's only a couple of hours sort of on a weekend and, a few during the week to really enjoy being together and getting better together. So,
And the other one for me who probably has changed his role a little bit this year, but he has always been an important player for you, is Connor Foppiani. He's obviously kicked some more goals this year and has had to play a bit more forward, but can still play midfield. And, I think we now recognise his talents more after playing a certain amount of, GFNL football, but he's been really important for you as well.
Yeah, 100%. I think when, Luke Docker went out and hasn't sort of played this year, he's been that, Fop's been that real key pillar up forward to sort of kick to, helps us structurally to sort of keep us, sort of straight and set up from there. But yeah, he works so hard. He's every pre-season, he's doing extra running. He's in the gym. He's just super dedicated and super passionate about his footy. And real leader, real mentor for the younger kids. But it was always going to happen. It was just a sort of matter of time for him. So, it's really exciting.
The other one is Gennaro Bove getting a run at it with his body. It's obviously let him down over the last couple of years, Mitch, but we're actually getting a chance to see how good a footballer he is.
Yeah, for sure. He's been at Werribee for, probably 3 or 4 years and sort of got a bit frustrated up there and kept sort of pushing himself. But, yeah, he's given himself a bit of time over the pre-season to rest and recover and he's reaping the rewards now. He's been so dominant in the midfield and sort of giving me a bit of a chop out so I can go back to half-back. But, he's only going to keep getting better and better as he finds a bit more footy and gets his feet under him. But, he's been really positive.
We'll get our second look at Mitch Dodos as well this Sunday. I think he went and had a kick back at Undera last week, which is a club in the Kyabram League. Were you aware that he was having a sneaky kick on the side?
Yeah, he actually had a chat to us. I think it was don't know, it might have been a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, oh, should I tell Stevie I really want to play in this game? And we're like, mate, yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, as long as you're doing the right thing and you're not going to, you know, hurt yourself, we obviously want you to play for us. But, yeah, he just loves his footy. He's super passionate about it, and just like all the young boys. I don't know how he went. I haven't asked him yet how he went on the weekend, but, yeah, any footy for him. I think he's another one that's been injured quite a bit in his junior footy, so any footy for him is just, yeah, another step in the right direction.
Well, he kicked two goals. They played Teligarupna.
Teligarupna
are famous. Do you know which famous sporting family comes from Teligarupna?
No. Who?
The Sidebottoms.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, great steal.
And his brother Ryan.
And Ryan.
He played first-class cricket.
He did?
Yes.
Left armour?
Yes, correct.
Played at Nottinghamshire?
I thought you would have been all over.
Like
that.
All good players. Oh, Teligarupna?
No.
Seriously.
Not quite. Right. Now, is it true? Now, I believe you've moved into a new pad, Mitchie, somewhere in the Manifold Heights area. Is that correct?
Here we go.
I knew it was coming. Yeah, around that region. Yes. Yep.
Is the internal sound system any good?
I don't know how to answer that one, but I'll say everything is well, solid, and nothing's fallen over yet, so that's good.
Oh, that's all right. So has the future father-in-law done any of his sort of, you know, make sure the audio's all good, the acoustics are all good?
Geelong car sound have been, I'll give him a plug, give Craig a plug. Yes, no, he's helped out a lot, so yeah, obviously thank him greatly.
Good. Now, and for those who don't know, Mitch, and I'm not, obviously, you know, don't want to say that things are happening at a rapid pace with you and your lovely Shari.
Yeah, because you've been down there.
But,
you've been down that
for those, before. But for those who haven't listened to our interviews with Mitch in the past, his potential future grandfather-in-law is the great Ray Spider Bennett, who was a Drysdale legend, played some time at Ocean Grove as well. Now, does Spider get to any games, Mitch?
He's come to a couple. There was a game, I think, last year against Lara that he came out. I might have kicked the goal, and he's like, wow, you know, getting around me and everything. And I was, he was very happy with how I kicked it. My technique was really good, and, I got some good pointers from then on as well, so...
Does the proposal require you to play at Drysdale at some stage down the track?
I don't know if that's been discussed, and don't think that will be discussed.
It'll be part of the marriage contract.
The approval.
Full disclosure, I've known Mitch's partner Shari since she was a baby. I know the Shari's parents, the Stillmans, very well, and Craig has Geelong car sound and used to work for it. Going right back, Steve Bennett Hi-Fi.
Oh, Steve Bennett Hi-Fi. We love it.
So he's got plenty of stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can imagine.
And he has one of the better vinyl collections going around, Craig.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
Yep. And plays through some very nice equipment too. I know they're listening to this. Hello to Craig and Lisa and everybody from that connection.
Stitch up.
Great people. Great people. Now, Mitch, have you ever listened to Beyond the Boundary?
You better have.
So I heard, I believe Will O'Dwyer was on a couple of weeks ago maybe early on in the year.
He was with Keelan Betson.
Him and the other reptile, Betson. Yeah.
A few creatures.
We do player profiles. Are you happy to partake with us?
Yes. Yep.
All right, here we go. Full name?
Mitchell John Diamond.
Date of birth and where?
19th of the 11th, 1998 at Geelong St John of God Hospital.
Yes.
One for St John of God. That'd be right.
We're one all today. Height?
Is this correct answer? Or
yes, don't lie, Mitch. Don't lie.
I'll say 180.
Oh, yeah, you cough at 180. Gee whiz, hang on a minute. What's that, 5'11"?
That's with the long stops in.
Oh, all right, we'll take it.
Now, your Play HQ says you played a little bit of junior football at Bannockburn.
Up until under 12s, I believe. Yeah, first year of under 12s.
And then off to the Towners?
Yep.
Occupation?
I'm a procurement manager, so it's very numbers-based stock. We're a wholesaler for tiles.
Okay,
all right, cool. Nice.
Schools attended?
Bannockburn Primary School and St. Joey's.
Car you're driving?
Ford Ranger.
Any sports played other than footy?
I played a bit of cricket when I was younger, and that's probably as far as it got in terms of sport.
Favourite food?
Favourite food? Oh, I love a good eye fillet steak.
Favourite drink?
Favourite drink? Good question, that one. I don't know. Apple juice, can't go wrong.
Right. Yeah. That's a first. Yeah, I don't remember awesome. Apple juice before.
Good. I like that.
Favourite singer or band?
Singer. That's a good one as well. I actually don't know. I've got a wide variety of genre. Can't go past. I don't actually know what I've got. Oh, a bit of Rufus. Rufus is a bit new. That's a new one.
Okay.
They're a new band, but yeah.
Is it true you have a dog called Elton?
I do, yep, correct.
Named after?
Really?
Yep. Elton John.
Yep, named after, yep.
Correct, yep, there we go. Favourite TV show?
TV show, I watch a lot of footy, so I can't go past any of the footy shows. In terms of anything outside of footy, probably we have to be Entourage. The old Entourage.
Yeah, good. Favourite movie?
Happy Gilmore.
Nice. Yes, good.
Favourite actor or actress?
Oh, yeah. See, this is where I'm not good at the actors, but I don't really. I can't say I have a favourite.
Yep. Favourite holiday spot?
Perth.
Biggest influence on your career?
I think just all my coaches. I think my dad as well. He's been a pretty big influence as well. So, yeah, we'll go with that.
Most admired sports person?
I think Marcus Pontepelli. Yeah.
Pre-game routine?
Pretty cruisy on the pre-game routine. I usually just go for a walk in the morning and then, yeah, we'll just sort of get settled. And I like a steak before footy on a Friday night, though. That's my pre-game.
Yeah, right. Nice.
I've got one.
Biggest footy thrill?
Unfortunately, haven't won a grand final at Newtown, so I'm going to have to say winning St. Joey's on the MCG.
Herald Sun Shield.
Yeah, nice. Yep, Herald Sun Shield.
Was that with Jack Henry and all that crew?
Yeah, Henry, Paddy Dowling, Sam Simpson, Matt Ling played in it as well. Missing a couple others, but yeah, pretty good team. Yeah.
Fair side.
Tidy.
Fair side.
Biggest footy disappointment?
Ooh, I actually was thinking about this because I thought something like this would be asked. I'd say the prelim against Leopold after the siren out at North Shore.
Yeah,
you're not the only Newtown player that said that.
Though. We had a few of that answer. And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
Gary Ablett Jr.
Yep.
Probably LeBron James as well. And then probably... I'll go Barack Obama. Probably an outside one, but...
Nice trio.
Yeah, nice.
Nice trio.
Like it.
Mitchie, we can't wait for Sunday. It's going to be an absolute cracker. Carrickfootball.live and FM 88.5 at the ground from 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And it's a little party for St. Joey's too that you'd like to spoil. The 10-year reunion of the 2015 Premiership where they tipped over the Towners after Dale Carson ran right in the third quarter. But you'd love to just take the 4 points back across Autumn Street and set up for a big second half of the year. Appreciate you taking the time to join us, young man, and look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate having me on. Thank you.
This is the Beyond the Boundary podcast. Kurz Hire, locally owned and operated for over 40 years.
Extended edition of our Beyond the Boundary podcast.
Is that because I was late?
Well, No. I handled Connor Jervis with aplomb.
Oh, you did too. Well done.
We could almost turn this into a... No, actually, we're not turning this into a one-person show.
Oh, you can if you want.
No, I've got no interest in doing that. What we do like, though, is when we find out when things are happening with people involved in local footy, where you go, this is a little bit different, but it's a good cause as well. Paul Burke, of course, the Burke name synonymous with St. Joseph's, but he also played a little bit of time down Church Street as well in the red, white and blue of Geelong West St. Peter's. And he's doing something that is unbelievably good. It's called Burkey's Boot Ride. And we're going to find out more from Paul Burke, who's been good enough to join us actually in the studio. Burkey, welcome to K-Rock's Beyond the Boundary.
Thanks, fellas.
Now, tell us, what is Burkey's Boot Ride?
Righto, so it was an idea that was born last year. I had a bit of a Forrest Gump moment. So mid-year last year, I went to clear the head on the motorbike, and it was a random Thursday. This is fair dinkum. I jumped on the motorbike with no luggage, just a jeans, a jacket, and a T-shirt. And 6 days later, I was in Cairns. And so I cleared the head all right. And I only had a week off work, so I flew home.
So left the bike up there.
Left the bike up there, yeah. Left it. It's an Indian, American Indian motorbike. And I left it up at Indian. And I said, I'll come back and get it next week. Had a week off work. I flew back up there and I thought, bugger it, I'm going to do a lap. So I then did a 30-day lap around the country. But what happened was I left Cairns and I texted a few of my old footy mates back home. I said, hey, boys, I'm going to kick a goal at every footy over around the country. So I grabbed a footy and strapped it to the back of the motorbike. And I stopped at rugby ovals, you name it, because all through central Queensland, there's nobody there but a couple of two sticks everywhere you go. There's no four sticks.
Yep.
And started kicking goals. And what happened was I went through Catherine, and this is just a sliding doors moment. I ran into some Indigenous kids. I said, come on, boys, let's have a shot at goal. I had a shot at goal with them, and they had no boots. And I thought, I kept riding to Darwin. I did a U-turn. I rang my business partners back home. I said, boys, we need to get them some boots. So I bought $1,000 worth of footy boots for them and their mates.
Oh, wow.
And because what I learnt was is that up north, in the remote areas, what they do is they have a box of footy boots they share at the clubs. The fellas, and I'm talking about young adults, not just kids, but young adults don't have their own boots. They just share them and so forth. And it just didn't sit well with me. I thought, you know what? And there's been a lot of programs out there for secondhand boots because our club was involved in it 20 years ago. Mm. But I thought, you know what? I'm the baby of nine and I always had hand-me-downs. Right? Now, they're good hand-me-downs because they're Damien's boots. So they're coming from AFL football hand-me-downs, but I never got brand new ones. I thought, you know what? I want to give them something special. So as I was riding around the Kimberley, I started to raise money and I raised 20 grand.
Wow.
Through a GoFundMe. And that was with, I did not, look, I have no social media. I've never done anything like that, but I started up a YouTube channel that follows all this. And it was quite emotional. Like, I was going around the Kimberley and it was like the Bush Telegraph. All the kids were out on the road and calling me down because there's a bloke on a motorbike with a footy on the back. And I kept stopping at the remote communities and having a shot of gold with them.
I know who you were.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Wow. And then I got home. And then so I finished the lap over 30 days, got home and was at work for a week, packed my bags. It was September last year and I delivered the first 40 pairs because I was told just to be careful going into the summer because, you know, you don't, it's a long time between seasons, you know. Yeah. And so here I am because it's been the wet season and now it's dry. So here I am, I've got a couple of hundred pairs of footy boots. I bought, you name it. Every time there's a sale on with Rebel, I buy footy boots. I stitched up another 100 pairs. I scored another 100 pairs. I bought them through New Balance. I've got Puma, I've got Nike, you name it. And we're loading up the four-wheel drive with the trailer and I'm on the motorbike. And what's happened is in the last 48 hours, I've had multiple, I'm talking in excess of 100 motorbike riders contact me through different means to say, we want to leave with you out of Geelong and Adelaide. And some random guys just rang me today, he goes, mate, I'm riding to Alice Springs with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a Forrest Gump thing. I've got people meeting me on the side of the road at Ararat store, just going, mate, we're going to come and meet you as we go. So the reason why I'm sort of chatting about it is because I'm like, I don't want to die wondering here. I thought maybe it's it can get a bit more support out there for it because it's a pretty...
Absolutely.
It's good fun. It's a good news story for Outback Australia. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a sad story. It's a good story.
Yeah.
Sorry to talk about you, like a talking.
No.
But yes, this Channel 7 got a hold of it. And last year, I was in Perth. I was rolling out of Perth. And Channel 7 are filming me, and it's all this big story, and I didn't tell anyone. My phone blew up the next day. I've got people in Brisbane, people in pubs in Melbourne going, Burke, you on the TV?
What he was doing.
And just like, yeah, I know.
Love it.
And it's amazing how something can come out of something so small in terms of how it started.
Well, then, and that's, so I've got a bit of a message I've been putting out there, and that is that, you know what, the beautiful thing about sport, in particular footy, is I had a $20 share and like a rubber sharing on the back of my bike. That $20 footy connected me.
Yeah. To all those places.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were running around going, hey, hey, mate, how you going? Hey, boys, what's going on? And they would tell me who they barrack for.
The AFL can spend as much money as they like, but if you just get to them and engage with them, just as you've done, it's a, it's an amazing thing.
It's just, it's been so much fun. I get quite emotional about it because it's just been so much fun, and I've got about 6 or 7 drop-off points.
Yeah, right.
And actually, you know what? It's worth mentioning it. I've also allocated just a dozen odd pairs. I've been saying, does anybody have a story out there? Someone says, you know, there could be, it doesn't have to be remote Australia. It could be a kid that's just lost a parent or something like that and just need a pair of footy boots. I'll drop them on the way to Adelaide. I'll just drop them off in Victoria. Just get it to them. They're all brand new pairs of footy boots. And obviously, I can't go the other direction. I just need to, if anyone's along the way, let us know because I'll drop off a pair of boots to them. Yeah. If they're in Geelong, I'll drop them off.
So you start next Friday?
Next Friday, yeah. Stokesy's on board. Matty Stokesy's kicking the first goal with us.
So doing that at Baker's Oval or West Oval?
No, there's only one Geelong West, mate. It's Red West. So it's at Red West in Church
Street. Not the backyard.
not the sardine tin.
Not the backyard.
Not looking, I'm Joey's in West. But West is where most of my senior footy was. And so I when I did the Lapper show, that was my last goal.
Yeah.
So I've done the whole lap. I think I've kicked about 80 or 90 goals. I haven't kept track. I get back. It's pouring with rain. I'm coming back into Geelong West. I run out in the middle of the oval. My brother Damien's with me. He's filming as I'm running out. I go to kick the goal. Hit the bloody post.
Take two?
Yeah, it's all on film. But that's the story. So I've got to go back and make amends.
So 10 a.m. at the Batesford Roadhouse.
Yeah, so it's 9 o'clock in the morning at Geelong West Oval, to kick the first goal to get it going. And then... Mm. Then up the road to Batesford. And the reason why I picked Batesford as the sort of, you know, next port of call is because a lot of motorbikes will want to leave from there. And it's a lot easier to leave outside of Geelong than being in Geelong. And that, look, 2 people could turn up, 20 people could turn up. I don't know, but it's always weather dependent, isn't it? Because if it's raining and miserable, no one comes to these things.
So by Monday, you want to be in the Alice?
I'll be in Alice Monday, correct. Yep. Yeah, Monday.
And
leave on the Friday, next Friday in Alice by Monday. Yeah. Yep.
And then Catherine by next Friday the 20th.
Yes.
And then you're going to a game between Kalkaringil
and
Timber Creek.
Yeah, so the Timber Creek Lions, so I told them we're going to sponsor them. This is separate to all this. So I'm going to throw some money behind it. We'll get our business, Idors, get that out there. Well, we're going to...
Do that, please.
So Idors, it's an accounting group in Geelong.
Do you know he works with the great Felici Mail?
F-Mail, yeah, it's my business partner.
So Idors was the old Illingworth David.
Correct, yes.
I did work experience at Illingworth David. Russell Middleton.
And that's why you're here.
When I was doing Year 11 accounting, I thought, this might be a career for me. After a week at Illingworth, nothing against Illingworth David back at that great place.
Because I know his other business partner too, who sent me a text message on Sunday. He said, if you've got any pull at K-Rock, get Paul Burke on the radio. He's heading off up the guts on Friday week with 100 pairs of footy boots.
Mick's driving behind me.
Is he really?
Mick's going all the way to Alice, and then he's going to fly home because I'm the one without the wife and kids, so he's going to fly home to that.
His pops, Kelly, also.
Pops is coming the whole way. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Your old teammate from West.
Yeah, pops and I played footy at West. Got a lot of footy, and now I've got to put up with him on a car for 7 days. Or 14 days, sorry.
Who gets a word in when you two are talking?
He actually said to me, guys, I'm going to put a headset in so they can talk to me whilst I'm on the bike and in the car. I said, mate, no chance. I don't want to talk to anyone whilst I'm on the motorbike.
I want my own space, my own time. And Pops has done all the graphics and stuff for you.
Yeah, Pops has been really good. And he's obviously a great graphic designer. And that's weird because I'm Mr. Amateur Hour and I have not promoted this to anybody. I've just been the guy just going out there. Because how do I put this? Look, I was quite happy to slip out in the night and just do this. Right.
You're not doing that. This is too good for that.
But that's what happened it's only been the last 48 hours. A lot of pressure's been on to say, come on, Berkey, get it out there. And I thought, you know what? And I've got a YouTube channel that follows the whole story and I'll be releasing all the videos in July when we get back. It's and the YouTube channel, because I'm not a social media guy, I did it as a diary. And now there's a couple of thousand people watching it all over the world and it's become it's still a diary. You know, I'm just sort of saying, it's just me on the road, and just telling my stories. And so
it's going to grow legs. Don't you worry about that.
So we've got the graphic that's been done, and it looks fantastic, by the way, too. It's got the QR code for both the YouTube channel and the GoFundMe, but there's also an Instagram that's been sent up, Berkey's Boot Ride. So we'll share all that information out there as well.
Thanks,
feel free to donate. We might check in with you in a couple of weeks' time. So where are you?
I say you're on the road. You'll be able to get onto it.
So Daly Waters to Borroloola.
Yeah, so that's Daly Waters is sort of like three quarters of the way up the country. Mm. And then I love talking to the boys up there. Hey, fellas, I'm going to this place called Borroloola. Yeah, mate, yeah. All you do is get to Daly Waters and turn right for 5 hours. Oh, right, eh? It's just great the way they, it's just their attitude's so cool. They're just like, yeah, I'm going, righto, boys, I'll see you there.
Now, you've still got the Indian bike?
Yes, yes.
Now, I'm not a massive petrol head, but I do know that Indian bikes actually originated out of Springfield in Massachusetts, which is also where the Basketball Hall of Fame is located, and the Dr. Seuss Museum.
There you go.
Are both in that town. And part of the setup they've got in Springfield, I've been there, is they actually have a Springfield Museum and there is a whole section dedicated to Indian motorcycles.
Yeah, right.
So I've sort of, that's my little connection.
And my bike is an Indian Springfield. That's the name of the bike. So it's... Yeah.
Imagine how many bikes are going to be on this trail. You watch.
Yeah.
You watch this. I'm
sort of nervous about it because, as I say, I don't care if one person turns up. I think it's just going to be good fun and we'll have a bit of fun. But if it grows some legs, then Pops has been great. We've got some stickers and so forth. I thought, you know what? Like, hand out stickers and say it's $5 donation for a sticker or something like just to give us a high five and be part of it. Because it's a lot of time and effort and we just keep buying boots because I will buy boots on the rogue, especially, and also I've said as well, if I come across netballers or something like that, so if there's another story, just get them some netball shoes or whatever it is as well. Mm. So it's really for anybody.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Berkey, appreciate you dropping in.
No, thanks, fellas.
Well done on what you're doing. I was rapt when you reached out to say, I'm doing this. I thought, this is fantastic. I watched the Channel 7 story and gone, well, it's something we can do to help, especially when the Burke name is so synonymous with Geelong sport. And good to see Damien back in town too. What's he been back a couple of years now?
Yeah, he was one of the few that actually migrated back to Victoria during COVID when everyone was leaving. So he's been here for about 4 or 5 years and he's loving life down Torquay at the moment.
Absolutely. So, great stuff. Good to see you. Good luck.
Thanks, fellas.
And go well. We'll check in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
This is K-Rock Football's Beyond the Boundary. Kerr's Hire. Quality equipment for hire and sales.
Ballerine footy now. We will share, by the way, all the stuff to do with Berkey's boot ride.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It's a great, great, great initiative. So well done to Paul Burke and all the crew behind that. Ballerine, been a tough week down at Port Arlington. Parted company with coach Darren Finlay last week. We're on the end of a 10-goal loss to Geelong Ambit. It could have been worse. They were 7 goals down at quarter time. And there's a couple of new men in the hot seat. They'll go with interim co-coaches. One of those will be their co-captain, or their captain, I should say, Mitch Turnbull, who's injured at the moment. But assistant coach over the past few years has been Nathan Storer, and he gets an opportunity in the top job and has been good enough to join us on Beyond the Boundary. Nate, thanks for your time.
No, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you guys taking the time out to connect. Means a lot.
Yeah, well, firstly, a bit of the Nathan Storer story. It's a name that doesn't probably resonate with too many local football followers. Give us some of your background and bring us up to speed with your story in footy.
No, it's pretty humbling, actually, isn't it? I think there's so many, like you said, there's so many football names in the Ballerine Footy League. It's you know, stacked with some really key figures of local footy. So, you know, I don't take that lightly. It's pretty humbling to be amongst that group of people now. And but in terms of my story, look, it's nothing spectacular. Played all my junior footy down at Leopold. Finished up playing really pretty early on now, upon reflection, when I was about 21, 22. Just had some things to work on myself and, went away and did that and, went away and became a professional, working in education since, taken on some coaching roles at junior level and then more of a senior level, and then found myself working professionally as a coach around education. So, in terms of footy, I wouldn't expect too many people to be excited externally about me being there, but you know I've got my strengths and expertise that I'm really, really keen to harness and to build on. You know, I know you called it a hot seat before, but no, it definitely doesn't feel like a hot seat. I feel really motivated and supported to do some great stuff down there at Port Arlington alongside Mitchie and our other coaches.
How'd you find your way to Port Arlington in the first place?
Yeah, actually, I coached their Colts team, a few of the boys around. I know Bear Walton I actually coached him in his second year of under-18s. So that was really fun. So I went down there. I knew a few locals around. I did a little bit of coaching with an under-16s team in at Leopold. I can't really remember when that was, to be completely honest with you. So I went out to that space, worked there, had a little bit to do with the senior squad when I was out working with the Colts, and then just stayed connected to some really good people at Port Arlington ever since. And Jake Musket, our previous footy director, and a few others just contacted me a few times late or early, and then right through 2023 to come out. And my son, beautiful son Remy, was just born in that time, so it wasn't an overly great time for me to do that. But towards the end of the year, I came back out, and haven't looked back since. It's I know it may not seem like it right now externally, but it is a really special place, and there's a lot of connection there. So I'm really thankful to be out there.
The moving forward, obviously, in terms of the competition itself, is really close, and when we speak to a lot of Ballerine people, there's a lot of 8-point games in terms of who can win on any given Saturday or any given weekend. What's going to be the focus for you and Mitch over the next few weeks as you get into the role?
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to have some really great mentors around, and one of the things that keeps coming up from me as a really reflective person looking to grow in these situations is we just can't bite off more than we can chew, and we're not going to be able to change the world in before the bye or even in this last 11 games. But what we can do is have some really specific focuses that not just the playing group are going to be focused on and be judged on, but us as a coaching staff are going to be focused on and judged on, and the wider footy department will be judged on and focused on. So, I don't want to, I guess, elaborate on it too much, just because I want the boys to have some time and our staff to have some time to really embrace themselves in what our focuses are. If I could bottle up the intensity and the hunger of what I saw from the blokes in that change room last night. It's a really motivating and exciting time for us.
You've probably got a couple of winnable games, I would suspect, in the next couple of weeks. If you can, you play Ocean Grove, who are below you on the ladder, and Newcombe, who are just above you. So it's probably not a bad time to be taking over the group and then being able to try and get them to muscle into a couple of four-quarter efforts and see if they can win a couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, wins and losses are super important. And again, speaking to a mentor just probably this week, we're not here to make up numbers. I know we're coming into a midpoint of the season, but there are absolutely winnable games. But we want to get to a place where and be realistic about our situation and where we're going. But honestly, we'd really like to think that all games are going to be winnable for us if we really hone in on what we want to do. And, that's not to pretend that, that's unrealistic. We just know that we have to really hone in on what it is that we want to focus on and, like I said, what we're judged on. In relation to Ocean Grove and Newcombe and Faz and Adam Perris out there at Ocean Grove, two wonderful, wonderful people. They're two smart footy brains, and I'm really looking forward to coming up against them this week. But they're a respectful place as well, and I think it's just exciting to go up against them. And then in terms of Newcombe with Mears and what he's doing with the young group out there at Newcombe, and you can really see the method and the systems that they want to play. But that's everywhere. I think every team in the Ballerine, the coaches, their staff, and their teams, there's so many good things happening in the space, and we're just really excited to, like I said, we're not here to make up numbers. We're gonna get to work on what we want to get to work on, and I really want to instill in the boys that the wins column is a byproduct of how we prepare, how we train, and the culture that we can build. So, we're going to stick pretty fat to that, and. Like I said last night to the playing group, and this will be resonated through what we do. We're going to build to a really special place, and you can either be part of it or you won't be. So, just a lot of excitement. So.
Nath, is it too early to ask if this is an audition for the top job going forward from 2026 onwards?
Oh, yeah. No, in terms of moving forward, I think, and you know, I really want to make sure that we're respecting the humans that have been involved in the most recent situation. Footy's a game, and there's people that are involved. So, in terms of speculation and forward planning, to be completely honest, I genuinely haven't given it too much thought. And again, I'm an ultra reflective person, and I genuinely will just take the opportunity while it's here, and I'll do everything I can while it's here to instill belief and culture in our playing group and our staff and our members. And if that sees me through to 26 and beyond, that's fantastic. But while I'm here, I'll just be giving it everything that I can.
Yep. The impact on the playing group obviously is something that those outside aren't aware of, but has it impacted the playing list at all? Darren did come into the club and probably through his connections lured some recruits. Has that impacted in any way in terms of those recruits maybe not seeing their future at Port Arlington?
No, look, I haven't heard anything from any players to suggest that they're looking to leave. All of the players that I've spoken to, there were some boys that couldn't get to training for work and family commitments last night, but all of the players that I've spoken to, some as late as this morning or this afternoon, where the playing group is committed to where we want to go. And but again, I think it's really, really important that you know, footy comes second in all of this, and footy is a people game, and there are people's families and their lives that this current situation and is going to impact. So I think a big thing for me will just be ensuring that connection is priority, and that the people come first before the footballers and the staff. That's really big for me. But now, to answer your question, look, I haven't heard anything from any player to suggest that they're looking to leave, which is really excited to see that commitment.
You've been hit with the injury stick this year. Are we going to see anybody back at any stage? So we do talk of Turnbull and Dorgan and players like that.
Yeah, I think this is one. I'm big on referring to the experts and letting the experts talk in their field. So, I couldn't tell you about in terms of our injury list. All I can say is that we'd love to have all of those blokes back, and whether they're playing or not, they bring such an important thing to what we want to do as a football club. So, yeah, as much as those three boys that you mentioned are integral for our success on game day, they're integral for our success, whether they're playing or they're not. So, like I said, I wish I could give you some time frames or some gossip as to when we could see some big returns, but I'll leave that to the medical staff, because they do a wonderful job with what they do.
All right. We've got to get to know Nathan Storer a little bit better. We do a little player profile. Have you ever listened to the podcast before, Nath?
Yeah, look, I put Tay Miles' recent podcast on replay. Listened to that, you know, probably 20 or 30 times. So that was great listening.
All right, here we go. Full name?
Nathan Zachary Storer.
Date of birth and where?
6th of the 3rd, 93 in Adelaide.
Height?
Oh, I reckon I'm pushing 6 foot, you know. Let's give me that.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Occupation?
I'm a school teacher.
Schools attended?
Leopold Primary, Newcomb Secondary, and then Deakin University.
Any sports played other than footy?
No.
Favourite food?
Yeah, I'm a huge Vietnamese guy.
Yeah, good. Favourite drink?
Favourite drink? I reckon, yeah, orange and mango juice is severely underrated.
So we've had
I'm an orange and mango guy.
We've had apple juice and orange and mango juice, two that weren't on my bingo card.
Absolutely, we're done well there.
Today. Yeah. Yeah. Favourite singer or band?
Favourite singer or band? Jeepers. Kings of Leon. I'm a huge Kings of Leon fan, actually. Nice. I don't listen to enough music. So, yeah, it's a good reminder to do that. Thank you.
You're a teacher, so you must have a favourite author.
Favourite author? Dr. Michael Gervais. He's an author, but he's also a high-performance sports psychologist. Mm-hmm. He has a podcast too, Flying Mastery. So, huge recommendation to anyone out there.
I heard Gervais. Any relation to Ricky?
Not quite.
Ricky Sora.
Not quite.
Oh, Ricky Gervais. No.
Favourite TV show?
It's got to be, Game of Thrones.
I would have thought as a school teacher you'd be behind the news.
BTN, yeah. Gee whiz.
Wheeled out on the, you know, they used to put the TV on the.
You're showing your age now, Tom. Stop it.
Favourite movie?
Favourite movie? Should know these, shouldn't I? Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, good one. Nice. Favourite actor or actress?
Let me come back to that one.
All right. Favourite holiday spot?
Vietnam.
Biggest influence on your career?
I would say, two educators. Actually, two staff that I've worked with over my time. They're unbelievable leaders. Worked with both of them in two different schools, but two wonderful educators and leaders who I really look up to.
Most admired sports person?
Chris Judd.
Biggest footy thrill?
D's win round one last year. That was massive.
Against Newcombe on Good Friday. And biggest footy disappointment?
Do you know, I'm probably watching, I don't know, this is ridiculous, but I didn't even go for Geelong, but watching them lose the 2008 grand final, felt for them. That was shattering.
And if you could invite three people in history to dinner, who would they be?
I'd be going to David Attenborough. Michael Gervais. Wouldn't mind picking Einstein's brain. Be pretty cool.
A very good brain to pick.
Absolutely.
Nath, congratulations on your appointment at Port Arlington. Obviously, circumstances have dictated that you've got the role for the moment, and whether that beyond 2025 exists for you, we'll wait and see. But we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us on Beyond the Boundary and wish you all the best come Saturday against Ocean Grove as you look to tip over the Grubbers for the second time this year.
Thanks so much, guys. Hopefully, we can keep in touch. And, good luck to everyone this weekend.
This is the Beyond the Boundary podcast. Kurz Hire, locally owned and operated for over 40 years.
Thank you to all our guests today.
Oh, what a show.
Connor Jervis. Oh. Mitch Diamond. Sure, I'll be hearing from his in-laws at some stage.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I am in trouble.
Yeah, big time.
And thank you to Paul Burke for dropping by. Yes. And great to catch up with Nath Storer, the new interim joint co-coach.
That's a long title, isn't it?
Yeah, of Port Arlington. First thing we need to touch on our little news wrap, we have to wish a very happy birthday to...
Oh, His Royal Highness, the King of the Geelong and District Football Netball League.
Neville Whitley, OAM.
OAM.
85 today.
Yes. He's had a big week of celebration too, can I say. Mm. Started on Saturday night at Buccleuch's.
Did it.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I believe the grandsons of Queenscliff.
Caleb and
Dylan. Might have been there and not at the ball.
Right.
So there you go. That's how much they hold him in esteem.
Yes. And especially after it's such a big win for Queenscliff last week.
Absolutely.
And Caleb was outstanding.
Yes. And I believe Dill's going okay in the twos as well, so that's good. Maybe but when your grandfather's 85 and he is His Royal Highness, you do what you have to do.
And he'll hopefully be capping that off with a GDFNL Interleague win on Monday against Colac and District.
Yes, let's hope so.
Squad is being finalised, worked on. There's a few injuries because one of those injuries is actually hammer blow, Ben Crombie.
Yes.
He is going to be sidelined. So it's some not good. Injuries at East. Zach Smith, he actually kicked half his goals with a broken hand. Or broken finger.
Just because he's Zach Smith. Yes.
I think Benny Malvale might have been injured as well, but that's not too serious.
I think
serious.
He might be okay.
He'll play Interleague on Monday. So they just hopefully tomorrow night we'll have a team for that clash out at Winchelsea, which includes also some netball as well.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
So looking forward to that. It's been a sad week with some deaths. As Connor Jervis alluded to, Mick Hickleton has passed away. So all to the Hickleton fan family.
Zach's dad.
Yeah, we deal with Zach quite a bit as in his roles at Bannockburn. He's always keeping us up to date with what's happening out there. So to the Hickleton family, our regards. Gareth Prime was farewelled out at Mount Deneed last Friday.
Yep.
Very strong Ammos link, but also a Queenscliff link as well.
Yep.
And then Pete Lomas, Invalide trainer, well known to many in the GDFNL, passed away as well. So our condolences to that trio's family.
I think it was Phil Rogers as well at Barwon.
Yes, he did.
Unfortunately passed away.
Played a bit of cricket at East Belmont.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So waiting to hear how serious the knee injury suffered by Belmont Lion Corey Jarrett is. They were fearing the worst on Saturday, but still waiting for confirmation from Winter Resort on that one. I actually went out to Winter Resort.
The resort?
On
did
Saturday.
You?
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, what a great day of football.
It was a cracking day weather-wise.
Yes, it was.
Not a breath of wind.
Yep.
And Anarchy and Belmont Lions both, you know, you got Andrew Bosley at one end.
Yep.
And Ben Evans taking hangers.
Yes, at the other.
At the other end. Like, he took legitimately one of the best Hamlin hangers
you will see.
It was a cracking mark.
Good. Good day of footy.
Not probably Michael Rudd-like on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the photo? So,
no, I haven't seen it. No.
Craig Johnston from Eel Pie Sports Media
got
a side-on shot.
Yep.
There are four St. Joseph's players hanging off Michael Rudd.
He had people everywhere around him. Yeah, that was an amazing mark.
The only downside was that he sprayed the
kicked it behind. Yeah.
We've got to apologise too.
Do we?
So I thought it was Ollie Flynn with the late snap.
Oh, right.
It was Jack Wilson.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Might have got a phone call from a relative.
Did you?
Yeah. His uncle.
Oh, really?
Pointed it out.
Really?
He goes, who was on the commentary when that point was kicked late in the game? I said, oh, that was me. And he goes, you realise it wasn't Ollie?
We were in the heat of the battle.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, it was full on. It was 44-46. We were close enough.
Yeah. So apologies
there. To Jack.
Jack Blood's hamstring is awareness.
Don't you love that?
But he'll miss the North Shore game.
Yes.
They're not going to risk him out there.
No.
That game bounces at 1 o'clock, by the way.
Early?
Yes. Anarchy teams for the 100th anniversary celebration.
Would
you like to go through them?
Well, why not?
Right.
Why not?
It's only
Thursday, so that's okay.
Let's have a look at this one. All right.
So this was announced on Saturday night?
Saturday night at Buckley's.
No way.
No.
Really? They had something at Buckley's. That's amazing.
Buckley's. So
who is?
I'm just bringing these
who would
up
have thought?
Right now. I'm just messages from, I've been dealing with my little operative at Anarchy. Yeah. All right. So they named two teams.
Yes. 25 to 85.
Yeah. So a 60 year and then a 40 year.
Right.
So the 25 team.
Yep.
Keith Lowe, Noel Hooper, who...
The great Noel Hooper.
Yeah, no, late too now, isn't he? Noel's passed away. Tom Davies. Halfbacks, Roger Whiteman, Noel Robertson, Peter Connell. Centres, Les Bissell, Jack Osborne.
Oh, the great Jack Osborne.
Alan McDonald. Half forwards, Jim Clousey, however you pronounce it.
Whichever way you say it, yep.
Jim Bradley, Charles Osborne. The forwards, Colin Thompson. This man I've got to know through basketball circles, Brian Lever.
The great Brian Lever. Yeah,
yep.
Full forward.
Grandfather of Jay.
Yes, right. Yep.
And Dick Foote.
Yeah, right.
The ruck is Jack Sanford, the ruck rover Norm Trotter, and the rover Roger Cook. The interchange, Greg Moore.
The great Greg Moore.
Roger Gilmore, Bill Tucker, Norm Armstrong, Ken Whitecross, and Stan Jobling. And the coach was Noel Robertson, the captain, Noel Hooper.
Right.
The team of the century for 1986 to 25, so 40 years. So 85 took them to their first...
Yep.
Was that a Div 1 premiership in 85? No, it must have been Div 2.
Div 2, I think. Yeah,
Div 2. They had won other flags, but it takes them to that Div 2 flag.
Mm-hmm.
The back line, Neville Gogol.
Oh, the Gogomobile. Yeah.
Shane Friday.
Yes, very good
Michael
player.
Carter.
Yes.
Halfback, Scott Hearn.
Yeah, great player.
Ringo. Yeah. Steve Rickett.
Steve Rickett, the Ringo, yes.
Scott Simon.
Oh, Scotty Simon was a good player too.
A centre line of David Cook, who was extremely quick.
Looky, here comes Cookie.
Daryl Bissett.
Yes, the great man.
And Jamie Elmer. Daryl Bissett was among the throng at Winter Resort cheering on the Ruse.
Was he? Very good.
Half forwards, Darren Jolly.
Yep.
Glenn Pittman.
Yes.
Justin Tate.
Oh, the great Tate.
This may be one of the best.
This will be a great forward line.
Have a guess.
Corey. Bissett.
Yep.
Yes.
And at full forward in his pockets.
Who would have been in the... Oh, I don't know. Go.
They have a Newcomb link.
Go.
Paul Camerotto.
Oh, yes.
And Paul Welsh.
Welsh in the pocket?
Yep.
Who's the ruckman?
Alex Wysack.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough.
Ian Cockerell, the ruck rover.
Cocky. Tough at it.
And Clayton, more medals in an Anzac Day parade. Trotter.
You love that.
He's the rover.
That's great.
Daryl Bissett. Coach and Neville Gogol, captain.
Was it bench?
Yeah, and the bench is Derek Fitzsimmons, Glenn Thalborn, Tom Parsons, Ricky Lazarich, Jeff Belliers, and Brendan Jolly.
Gee whiz! I tell you what, that interchange bench by itself is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
I'll say, what a great team.
Yeah, absolutely. Other news out of the day. What else have we got? Mitch Dodos, we touched on playing with Undira last week. Oh, just on the Anarchy teams, 50 games or 3 years.
Was the criteria.
Yep. Bit of a Joey's reunion taking place on Saturday before the Joey's reunion on Sunday.
Yeah.
Jordan Karras coaching against Riley Kershaw.
Oh, nice. Yes, it is too. Yes.
So they'll be able to catch up on Sunday and talk about the game.
Talk about the draw.
Newtown. Actually, I'll get into this.
What's happening at the show?
Just very quickly. If you're going to message K-Rock Football at 12:50... telling us how to do our job.
12:50 p.m.
A.M.
A.M.
Yep. If you're going to message us at 12:50 and telling us how to do our job, I'm only going to assume that...
You might have been to Buckley's.
Yep. So I'm not taking your advice at 12:50 in the morning. Nothing good happens after midnight on social media.
No. Yes. Nothing. No. Just delete that.
Nothing.
Nothing
happens.
Nothing.
Our last little bit of news. Newtown are wearing a clash strip on Sunday.
Are they? Well, yes, let's hope so, because they've all got a bit of black in it, haven't they?
Well, this jumper will have nothing like it.
Really?
They're going to wear the old Newtown Football Club
strip. Oh, the blue and white?
The navy blue and white hoops.
Are they really?
Yes. That will become their clash strip
going
forward.
Back to the glory days.
Yes, so we can reveal that exclusively.
Because they weren't called Newtown and Chilwell then.
No,
was just Newtown.
There was Newtown and Chilwell.
And Chilwell's,
so Chilwell wore black and red.
Correct.
So just a quick, there's a bit of information I've had. So 1934, so the club began in 1933 with the merger of Newtown and Chilwell. It was born out of necessity due to financial difficulties and a shortage of players. In 1934, under the leadership of President Tomlinson and Secretary Thomas, the club adopted the black and red colours of Chilwell rather than Newtown's traditional blue and white hoops. And then from there have been known as the Combine, the Wells, the Bloods, and since the mid-60s have been known as the Eagles. Mm. I've always wanted to call them the Combine, but you always feel that they've been that long
that's
together.
Been done. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sort of moved on. They were one of the first footy clubs to have netball teams.
They were.
Even before the Bellarine.
Absolutely, they were.
So they were fielding them in the old Unity Basketball Association.
Oh, wow. Gee whiz.
That when netball was known as...
Basketball.
Yeah, girls basketball.
Yep.
And they played at the lower end of Elderslie Reserve. They used to be a netball court.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know. Right. Played in the YWCA Twilight League.
Yep.
And then, of course, 2000 when they became a full football netball club. So,
yeah, right.
It's got the NFC logo in the middle with Newtown Football Club ringing it. And, navy blue and white hoops.
There you go.
So, with the white shorts.
Yeah.
Now, I'm hoping they've splurged on white and blue socks as well.
Oh, yeah, let's hope so.
Yep.
If you're listening, Newtown, get to DeGrandy's quickly.
Yep.
Get some blue socks, that'd be good.
So, there we go.
Oh, that'd be good. So, it'll be good for us.
So, there's all our news.
It's good for us.
Yes, looking forward to it. Anything from your...
Interleague? What's happening at the Interleague? You're going to be... I think you and Neville are going to be tied at the hip, aren't you? You're going to be...
You and I have both been invited.
Oh, have we? Yes. Oh, both been invited. Well, that'll be fun.
Don't start.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. See you Sunday.
See you on the weekend.